Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Under a peaceful sky, President Obama laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, the president marked Memorial Day by remembering the service of a few soldiers who died in combat this year.
Charles Keating IV, Louis Cardin, and Joshua Wheeler were among those men cited by the president, and he urged everyone to honor their sacrifice.
Less than 1% of our nation wears the uniform. And so few Americans see this patriotism with their own eyes or know someone who exemplifies it.
Obama also encouraged Americans to reach out to Gold Star families, meaning those who've lost someone to war.
Ask about who he or she was, why they volunteered. Hear from those who loved them about what their smile looked like and their laugh sounded like and the dreams they had for their lives.
The president added that remembering veterans also means doing a better job of taking care of those who have returned. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton marched in her hometown Memorial Day parade today, accompanied by her husband, former President Bill Clinton. Clinton waved and smiled as she took part in the parade in the town of Chappaqua. The candidate, accompanied by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, did not speak to reporters at the event. Mostly friendly crowd cheered with some waving Clinton campaign signs. One person in the crowd with a Trump sign said he wanted to let people know there's more than one choice. A new study shows that taxpayers are more willing to spend money on health care than they are on the unemployed because people see sick people as more deserving than people without jobs. NPR's Allison Kojak reports the bias can be traced back to how humans evolved in the face of health threats.
The researchers at Aarhus University in Denmark studied people in that country, Japan, and the United States. They found that across cultures, people are more generous with health care benefits than unemployment or other kinds of help. The reason? People see illness as a random event, while they see unemployment as the fault of the person who lost a job. The researchers found that these attitudes developed over thousands of years because people used to routinely die from a simple infection or a broken bone. But unemployment didn't even exist until the Industrial Revolution. Those attitudes haven't changed, even though today many illnesses stem from lifestyle choices. Allison Kojak, NPR News.
A major Canadian oil producer is expected to partially restart operations after the massive wildfire that charred more than 1,900 square miles. Suncor Energy today saying it will begin producing at its facilities north of Fort McMurray in Alberta. The fire that caused extensive damage to Canada's oil sands region is expected to be Canada's costliest natural disaster ever and cut oil production there by upwards of 1 million barrels a day. U.S. stock markets closed for the Memorial Day holiday, though in trading on overseas markets there were some gains. In Tokyo, the Nikkei was up 1.4%. This is NPR. Roadside bombs are being blamed for the deaths of six people in two separate attacks in southeast Turkey today. The bombings in the largely Kurdish section of the country adding to recent violence there. One bomb hit a passing police vehicle in an area near the border with Iraq and came hours after Turkish warplanes hit camps belonging to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PPK. New research is suggesting that warming temperatures in the Arctic are not the explanation for a recent string of cold winters. NPR's Joe Palka has more.
There's a climate hypothesis known as warm Arctic, cold continents. It says melting Arctic sea ice and the accompanying warmer atmospheric temperatures in the Arctic have allowed colder air to sweep south, creating frigid winter temperatures in the United States. But climate scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder used multiple computer models to test that theory. Their conclusion? That the colder temperatures were happening by chance and could be more easily explained by other, more familiar weather patterns. The new analysis appears in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. Joe Palka, NPR News.
While many people have been bracing for long lines at airports today, those who are heading home or traveling on this Memorial Day for the most part are saying things have not been so bad. American Airlines officials today said they were working to ensure there'd not be a repeat of screening delays that resulted in travelers missing flights at busy airports, including Chicago's O'Hare International. Transportation Security Administration began deploying extra personnel at some of the busiest airports. Agents using dogs to screen for explosives have also been able to more quickly move passengers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.